This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service has announced that participants with Conservation Stewardship Program 2013 contracts have from now until May 5th to submit applications for renewal. NRCS allows CSP participants to renew a contract for an additional five-year period. 2013 contracts are set to expire December 31st of this year. And speaking of NRCS, this morning we'll visit with local soil conservationist Crystal Nance about the program and how farmers can re-enroll or apply for the first time.
Like Katie said, I work in the Jersey and Calhoun field offices for NRCS. That's Natural Resources Conservation Service. It's an agency of USDA. I'm a soil conservationist, and what I do is help landowners identify resource concerns on their property, help them come up with solutions to fix those resource concerns or provide for the benefit of their property, and then inform them of possible programs that they might qualify for.
And Crystal, I imagine you live close to those areas as well.
I do. I was lucky enough to find a very nice gentleman from Hardin, and we've been married for about 15 years.
Well, congratulations. That's always exciting to hear about. Specifically, the reason that I contacted you is because I know that there is an enrollment period for the Conservation Stewardship Program, and I'd like to talk about that with you today. I guess the best place to start would be for you to tell us some background information about the program, what it is, and what practices that it requires farmers to do.
Okay. We may need to kind of piecemeal those questions a little bit, but as far as a sign-up period or enrollment for the program, we're really fortunate with the 2014 Farm Bill. We no longer have dedicated sign-up periods, per se. And by that I mean we can take applications for all of our programs year-round. There's never an end cutoff. So luckily for our clients, they're not missing the boat, so to speak. Now, we do have, for the purposes of managing those applications, we do have batching periods where, you know, we might take the ones who signed up from in October, November, December, draw a line on the calendar, work with those first. Those that sign up January, February, March, do the same thing. And that's more of a workload prioritization process.
All right. Well, that's good to know that there is kind of, as you said, open enrollment throughout the year. So more opportunities than just a set time frame for farmers to get enrolled. I guess then we'll move on to my question about the program. Tell us a little bit about what it is and what it does.
Okay. Conservation Stewardship Program started out as the Conservation Security Program in 2002. And at that point in time, it started out in the state of Iowa as kind of a pilot project. And it has, I guess, matured, if you will, from a security program to a more broad perspective into a stewardship program, where the farmers as land managers or resource managers of water, soil, plants, animals, and air resources, we are trying to reward them for the work that they've done already. Because we know in the past, there's been so much beneficial work that's been provided out there by agriculture and the farmers, and they haven't been adequately rewarded for their efforts. This program first attempts to do that. You know, we want to get a good analysis or a metric on what that person and their operation is bringing to the landscape. We give that entity, or through their application, a numeric score. And then in agreement, if they agree to keep doing those practices, that same high level of stewardship for 5 years, keep doing that, plus at least one new additional project, Maybe they want to try something innovative, more innovative, or something that they didn't have the working capital to try on their own. You know, through this program, it can provide an incentive to help expand what they're doing.
Could you maybe give us some examples of local projects or activities that farmers are doing? When I talk about soil conservation and things with NRCS, some things that come up are, for instance, like cover crops or waterways, things like that. Are those types of things involved with this program, or is it something totally different?
No, it's not something totally different. You know, generally speaking, we think that things are new, but typically it's just the evolution of existing programs. It this kind of comes out in a brand new package, if you will. And by that I mean, you know, we're through this DSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, along with some of our other programs, we're promoting the implementation of cover crops, no-till, reduced tillage, nutrient management, field border strips, filter strips, tree planting practices. You know, there's a huge number of practices that are applicable in these programs now.
I think something that you had mentioned to me before we started the interview is that this has changed and it has evolved, the program has, over the years. And some of those practices that you just mentioned, there are ways for you to help farmers decide what they need to do or how to reward what they're already doing. Talk a little bit more about how it's changed.
Prior to the change from the Conservation Security Program to the Conservation Stewardship Program, we might have only looked at one or two resources as to what a farmer is doing to benefit the overall landscape. We might have just looked at what's that farmer doing to save soil. And we didn't give as much regard to the additional benefits that by saving the soil is providing, you know, as far as downstream water quality or lack of soil movement off the farm. With the revamping of the CSP program, we're looking at the whole package of what a farmer is doing for the local environment and the landscape. So I think, truly think, that what we're doing is doing a better assessment of the work that we know the clients, the farmers, have been doing for a good number of years. And this is going to more accurately reflect the good work that they've been doing.
Well, it sounds like it can be very rewarding and something that would be worth a farmer's time to get involved with. So, Crystal, I'll ask you exactly that. How would a farmer get involved with this program or sign up, if you will?
Well, I'd strongly encourage them to contact the individual county office, typically the county where most of their land is located, where they usually have been clients of USDA in the past. Get a hold of that local county office, because when we're talking about doing an analysis like the way we do with the CSP, it's a very thorough evaluation. It can't just be done in a 15-minute phone interview. It needs to be face-to-face. There's a list of questions and information that we need to gather from the farmer to, there again, accurately assess the benefit that we know that they've been providing.
Well, sounds easy enough. Contact your local service center, as you said. Crystal, other than this Conservation Stewardship Program, I know there are lots of other things that NRCS and Soil and Water districts are involved with. So any of those things maybe in Jersey County that you would like to mention that are coming up or happening right now?
Well, definitely. I mean, this is getting to be a busy time of year. I know everybody's setting on go and hoping for things to dry out soon. We are too. We're taking applications for the CRP program. So anyone that has cropland that perhaps they want to establish more wildlife habitat, or perhaps it's environmentally sensitive, you know, come into the office. We'll give them an idea of how much a rental rate would be and what type of conservation practices would best be applied on that particular property. Another program that we have is the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and that provides assistance and like a financial reimbursement for the establishment of conservation practices on cropland, pasture land, forest land, and other areas for wildlife habitat. I know the Calhoun, Jersey, and Green Soil and Water Conservation Districts are very busy with their taking tree orders and fish orders. Each one of those districts has a local sale that they have in the spring. So if anyone's interested, again, contact the local field offices.
Crystal Nance, soil conservationist for Jersey and Calhoun counties. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.